Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from the middle of the cornfield. And I am going to do a review on AudioBoo's application for the Android. Okay. I'm having some problems, some difficulties here. Not really difficulties, but the problems that I'm having is because of the application is lacking in several things. Okay, whenever you, you've got browse, booze, record, downloads, and contacts on here. And when you go to browse, it comes up a list of, I don't know if it's everybody, or I know it's not the people that I'm following. And it should have that. It should have, if you're wanting to browse something, it should be the people that you're following, that you're wanting to browse, you know? Because if I wanted to see everybody, I wouldn't follow nobody. But I'm looking at the tab on site, and when you hit the browse, it's got trending, featured, everyone, followed, and likes. Okay? So, why doesn't the application have the same thing? Why don't it have a drop-down menu that allows you to choose either one of those five options? Alright, on my booze tab, let me see if I can click on it. Yeah, I can click on it and see, that, but I don't think that you can see when somebody has commented via a text message on there. Let's see. I know I've got some on here on this one. I don't think you can see when anybody comments on it. No, you can't. I know that I've got a couple of comments on that one song that I just opened up, and there's no way to view the comments. So if somebody is on AudioBoo only via mobile, then that means if somebody comments on their stuff, they don't know it. Okay, you need to be able to see your comments, and you need to be able to reply to your comments through this application, and you can't do that. Downloads, I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know what the purpose of that is to because I don't have anything on mine, and it don't have no way of putting anything to your downloads on here. I guess you have to do it through the website. That's another thing, you know. Like I say, again, there's too many people that's online just by their phone only. They don't have a computer, you know. And on contacts, you don't see a list of all your contacts. The only thing that you actually see is a list of messages to your contacts that has already been sent. There it says contacts. Here's a list. Okay, here's a list. Excuse me. But it should be, I believe the downloads thing needs to just be taken away from it, period. And it, I mean, what good is it if you can't use it on the app? And whenever you hit contact, shouldn't you be seeing the contact list first? Shouldn't you have another tab on here that says messages? Only, you know, because, and if you don't hit the contact button, then you don't know. And there's no alerts to this thing. When somebody comments on your stuff, or they send you a private message, you should be getting an alert of some type telling you this. Just like Facebook, when somebody comments on your post, you get an alert that comes up, you know, a little icon at the top. And there's no alerts from it. Let's see. I don't know. View profile. Let's see. The there's no way of looking. Let me see if I can look at her stuff. Yeah, I guess y'all did fix that on this version, because I know you didn't have it where you could view people's stuff at all, but now at least you got it like that. I don't know. It's just the application needs a major overhaul, because I believe that it's holding people back from using Audioboo mobily. It's just it needs some work. And also, you know, the notifications. I should have wrote this down before I started doing this blog. Everything that I was gonna say about the application, because I don't really like it. It does say the people you're following, these my boards. Another thing too, even on the website, I feel like that y'all need to have some other kind of way of going through and finding old past posts that you put down. Because like there's a couple, like I have some technical blogs on there, and I refer people back to them for help. Just say they don't know how to do ScanDist and disk defrag and error checking on their computer, you know, to keep it running right. And so I refer them back to that blog. Well, now since y'all got the new way of looking at your blog, it forces you to have to go all the way back through your stuff. You want to have a search for your stuff in some way that you can just start typing, and anything that relates or has that word in it, it pops those blogs up or something, you know, kind of like Google. Whenever you go to Google and you start typing it in, you have all this stuff start coming up that might be associated with what you're typing in. I think you need to have something kind of like that. I don't know. It's just, I find it very frustrating coming over here and trying to search through and find certain blogs of mine, because at most voice bloggers, they share their stuff, and they share it with people over and over, or you know what I'm saying, like if they've just met a new person. I just have a lot of info that I put out that I like to be able to go and refer back to my blog, and I'm having a hard time finding my blogs, you know, being able to you should just have a list of your blogs, and it would be easier to scroll down than having to go down to the bottom of your page, then hit more, and go down to the end of your page, and hit more. And on some of that stuff that you have to look at the list that way, there's bugs where it don't give you the more button on here. I don't know. I guess I'm just on here to bitch. No, not really. I just wanted to touch base on that. Yeah, get at me.